Yeah, I'll have the chicken.
And I'll have your triple-decker hot fudge sundae. Oh, and 2 pounds of broccoli.
For lunch?
I love their hot fudge sundaes, and this one's huge.
But aren't you on a diet?
Yeah, but I ordered broccoli.
So?
Broccoli's good stuff. It makes up for the ice cream sundae.
But you're just eating more food. 2 pounds of broccoli?
Well, it's a lot of ice cream.
Do you believe that doing good deeds can make up for your past sins?
Hey, Bob, you always wanted my guitar. Well, here, it's yours.
Wow. What do I owe you?
Nothing. I blamed this guy at work for something I did, and it got him fired, and he committed suicide. So to make up for it, I'm giving you my really expensive guitar.
What does that have to do with me?
Nothing. I just need to do something nice to balance out the bad with some good in my life.
But that was pretty bad.
Well, this is a pretty nice guitar.
There's only one way to deal with the penalty of sin. Forgiveness. Have you asked for God's forgiveness?
A simple message from Fortress Church. Check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Now, if Danny Simpson had known more about guns, he might not have needed to rob a bank. You see, back in 1990 in Ottawa, Canada, this 24-year-old young man went to jail and his gun went to the museum. You see, he was arrested for robbing a bank. And he actually robbed the bank for $6,000 and was sent to jail for 6 years. He had used a .45 caliber Colt semi-automatic, which turned out to be an antique made by the Ross Rifle Company in Quebec City in 1918. You see, that pistol that he used to rob the bank was worth about $100,000. And yet, he used it to rob a bank for $6,000? If he had only known what he actually had in his hand, then he would have had no reason to rob a bank. You see, sometimes you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, we don't realize what is at our fingertips, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRI every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
A young pilot had just passed the point of no return when the weather changed for the worse. Visibility dropped to a matter of feet as fog descended to the earth. Putting total trust in the cockpit instruments was a new experience for him because the ink was still wet on the certificate verifying that he was now qualified for flying. The landing worried him the most. His destination was a crowded metropolitan airport that he wasn't very familiar with. In a few minutes, he would radio contact with the tower, but until then, he was alone with his thoughts. His instructor had practically forced him to memorize the rule book. He didn't care for it at the time, but now he was thankful. Finally, he heard the voice of the air traffic controller. "I'm going to put you on a holding pattern," he said. "Great," thought the pilot. However, he knew that his safe landing was in the hands of that guy that he was talking to. Yeah, he had to draw upon his previous instructions and training and trust the voice of the air traffic controller, whom he couldn't see. And it was up to him to let him get there safely, land safely. So for the next 45 minutes, the air traffic controller gently guided the pilot through the blinding fog. As course and altitude corrections came about periodically, the young pilot realized that the controller was guiding him around obstacles and away from potential collisions. With the words of the rule book, that's what he learned many for all his classes, and then combined with the gentle voice of the controller, the good news is this young pilot landed safely. And I like that analogy because he used two things, the rule book and the voice of the air traffic controller, to land safely. I kind of think in our spiritual life, it has a whole lot of correlation. We need our rule book. I'm talking about the Bible. And we need to hear the voice of our air traffic controller. That is the Holy Spirit. And I love the fact that when you put the two together, we can experience great things from God. In fact, that's what we're talking about last week and this week, Pentecost. And one of the things we talked about last week was Old Testament Pentecost, Shavuot, which that is when God gave his people, us, his word. His word was poured out to us. Then in the New Testament Pentecost, we see that God gave us his spirit, the word and the spirit. What a great combination. Kind of like that pilot who needed both of those items. He needed the rule book and he needed the voice of the air traffic controller. Today, my friend, if you want to make it through life, I would advise you to use both of those things, the word of God and the voice of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for tuning in today. We continue our series, Pentecost. This coming Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I love celebrating Old Testament Pentecost, where God gave us his word. I love celebrating New Testament Pentecost, where God gave us his spirit. And today on Rising Hour, we're going to kind of continue the thoughts yesterday. Perhaps you're tuning in yesterday, and we started going over some basics of the Holy Spirit, because sometimes people do misconstrue who the Holy Spirit is. We talked yesterday, he's not an it. Sometimes people refer to the Holy Spirit as an it. No, he is a third person of the Godhead Trinity. We have God the Father, we have God the Son, we have God the Holy Spirit. We talked about how God wants to pour himself to us, not just a little bit, but he wants to fill us. He wants to fill you. But what do we got to do first? We got to empty our cup so that he can fill it. So we talked about the certain principles that we learn. Yesterday we looked at the five symbols of the Holy Spirit, which is the dove, fire, rain, wind, oil, and it really helps us understand the purpose of the Holy Spirit and why God sent him to us. We talked about using Acts chapter 19. The question is the gift of the Holy Spirit different than the gift of salvation? Well, yeah, we talked about this yesterday. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God for that gift. That gift of God of eternal life is salvation. That is the greatest gift we can ever have. But the good news is God doesn't stop at giving us just that one gift. God keeps on giving and giving and giving. You know, God distributes gifts besides that gift of eternal life and salvation. You know, some people have the gift of faith. Others have the gift of wisdom. Others have the gift of music. Others have the gift of compassion. Others have the gift, we can go on and on, huh? Of administration. Some have the gift of leadership. Some have the gift of exhortation. They're really good one-on-one people. And we can go on and on. Yeah, the Bible speaks, at least 20, 25 spiritual gifts. God is a giving God, and he loves to extend gifts to you and I. One of those gifts is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And another gift is the gift of speaking in tongues. Does everybody have that gift? No, nobody, not everybody has a gift of speaking in tongues. But as we read from Acts chapter 19, the Bible, according to what Paul says, he makes it very clear that it's a different gift than the gift of salvation. He asked those who were believers, have you received the baptism in the Holy Spirit? And they said, no, we have not. So what did Paul do in Acts 19:6? He laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. You see, Paul made it very clear that that's a different gift than salvation. That's what it says in Acts 19. And today I want to encourage you to just ask God for the gifts that you want. You know, there's other times that God extends certain gifts, and there's some of the gifts that I have, there's some of the gifts that I don't have. And sometimes I am challenged to really open up new gifts. And God says, okay, this is a new gift, and I praise God for that. And there's sometimes I say, Lord, I'm not good at that. I'm not gifted at that. Well, the Lord says, okay, just do your best. Huh? Today we're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit and just basics. Sometimes people ask me this question, well, what's this phenomenon about the speaking in tongues thing, the Holy Spirit? Well, in technical terms, it's called glossolalia. And really, the premise is quite simple, and some people are afraid of it. Some people are freaked out about speaking in tongues, and really, it's a matter of giving God full control of your life. And whenever God is in full control of your life, that means he also controls your tongue. And when God controls your tongue, he knows what we need to say. He knows communication between us and him. It's as simple as that. For me, I remember the time I spoke in tongues for the first time. I was praying to God, and I'm going to tell you the little story. It happened many years ago when God was calling me to be a pastor, and I was resistant to the call. I wasn't resistant to God. I love God. I was serving God. I just didn't want to be a pastor. But yet, there was one particular time where God called me out. A speaker at the church, at my dad's church, pointed me out. Literally, she didn't know who I was. And she says, you're going to be a pastor. God's going to use you in great ways. And I'm thinking, me? No. So anyway, once again, I realized, okay, is that confirmation of what you've been putting in my heart for the last couple of years? You see, in my case, I didn't want to be a pastor just because my dad was. I wanted to make sure that it was God calling me and not man calling me. And so that night, I knelt down and prayed and said, Lord, if this is your will, if this is your will for me to pursue this calling to ministry and being a pastor, then okay, I will finally say yes. And I did. Then about 10 seconds later, as I was praying, my prayer language turned to speaking in tongues. I didn't even ask for that gift that particular night. No, I didn't. It was just a deep conversation with the Lord. And I was, it's hard for me to understand why God did it then and there. But for me, it was when I totally surrendered my life and my calling to the Lord that I was blessed with the gift of speaking in tongues. And I was blessed with that intimacy of a prayer language with the Lord. That's how I experienced it. And I love it. Now, does it mean that in order to get to heaven, I got to speak in tongues? No, the Bible never says that. Does it mean that the person who speaks in tongues is better than the person who does not speak in tongues? No, Bible doesn't say that either. See, we've got to understand all this in the biblical context. The Bible speaks a whole lot. Paul himself said, I speak in tongues more than any of you. Paul knew he needed the gift of tongues, and he used it. And so can you and I. Mm-hmm. Paul had that gift, and you and I can open up that gift as well. I want to take a quick break. Today we're talking about Pentecost, just the basics of Pentecost. When we get back, I want to talk about how we can allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us in five different areas of our life. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But right now, I want to take a quick break. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. And we are located in the Northwest area of San Antone at 7760 Prue Road. And if you happen to want to come to church this Sunday, of course, this Sunday is our homecoming Sunday, where we will be back in our facilities, 9:15, 11 o'clock. Now, we're going to be using social distancing protocol as prescribed by Governor Abbott to churches across the state of Texas. We're going to be doing that. And so we're going to be careful about that, but we're also going to be experiencing the presence of God on Pentecost Sunday. This Sunday, you're more than welcome to come and join us for a great time of worship. We also have a third worship service every Sunday. The third one is in Espanol, in Spanish, at 11 o'clock in our multi-purpose center. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Randy Sean Garcia with Fortress Church. I wanted to invite you to the LX3 Open Bible Study online. The LX3 Open Bible Study is for everyone who wants to love like Jesus, live with purpose, and lead with impact. We'll be going through a number of short daily Bible studies on a variety of topics such as leadership, worship, discipleship, prayer, marriage, parenting, and so much more. Each short Bible study will last about 7 to 10 days on average and should take about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. The goal is to grow in our love for God and people, to live out our year with purpose, and to lead our culture to Jesus. We want to lead with impact. All of this takes place via Facebook. You can search LX3 on Facebook, and you can ask to join our private Facebook group. And then we're going to show you how you can go to the YouVersion Bible app and join us on a daily Bible study journey that we're going to be doing throughout the year and beyond. We're excited about this. We have already over 400 members that have joined the LX3 Open Bible Study. This is not church specific. This is simply for people who want to get closer to Jesus. We love the results we've seen. We've seen so many people testify how they're spending more quality time with God, more daily consistency has been built up in the spiritual context. So we're excited. We invite you to join us. Search LX3 on Facebook and request an invite. We hope to see you inside.
Have you considered a bachelor's degree for your biblical studies? Located in Northwest San Antonio, Christ Mission College now offers a bachelor's degree in church ministries. Christ Mission College, formerly known as Latin American Bible Institute, is a place where you can get a spirit-filled, quality Bible education. We are located at Braun Road and FM 1560, right outside of Loop 1604 and Braun Road. Like us on Facebook, Christ Mission College. You can even apply online. Here's the website, christmissioncollege.org, or give us a call at 210-688-3101. Are you ready to take your ministry to another level?
Hi, this is Josh Davis, Olympic gold medalist, and I'm challenging you to remember that God is more concerned with your character than your earthly success. And I'm glad you're developing your character by listening to Rising Higher on AM 1100 K-Drive.
Pentecost. Today we continue this topic. This coming Sunday happens to be the annual celebration of Pentecost. And last week we talked about Old Testament Pentecost, where God gave us his word. This week we're talking a little bit more about the New Testament Pentecost, where God gave us his spirit. Praise God for that. Now, I want to just walk through five different areas of our life where I believe that we really need the Holy Spirit to be so prominent in our life. Maybe I can say five places of the Holy Spirit's anointing, okay? Number one is the Holy Spirit anoints your prayer life. See, once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it's going to transform the way you pray. Let me read to you what Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. He says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Wow. Did you catch that? In other words, there's times that we don't even know what to pray for, and that's when the Holy Spirit comes in and says, okay, this is how you need to pray. Have you ever been praying, and then there's someone who maybe God puts on your heart, and you don't know why, but you just start, okay, Lord, I'm just going to pray for this individual. Just pray. And you do. Okay. What has just happened? The Holy Spirit has just prompted you to intercede for that particular individual. You see, that's what happens when your prayer life is guided by the Holy Spirit. Always understand that. And you can take your prayer life to a whole new level once you pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, Paul says, right? Okay, so the Holy Spirit anoints your prayer life. Number two, the Holy Spirit anoints your home life. Oh, yeah, the reason I have to bring that up is because the people who know us best are our family, our immediate family. They know our quirks. They know our strengths. Then they know our weaknesses. They know, and we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. For example, we talk, and I'm going to mention this in a few minutes. We talk about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience. But one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And the people who know whether you have self-control or not, are the people who live with you, okay? In other words, they know whether you're really filled with the Holy Spirit or not. It manifests itself, the filling of the Holy Spirit, in your home. Do you have self-control? Number three, the Holy Spirit anoints your work life. You see, sometimes we get stressed out of all the challenges and things at work and got to deal with that. And sometimes we come home all stressed out. And sometimes we don't know how to deal with problem people, whether it's our boss, whether it's coworkers, whether it's people that we're managing, and it stresses us out. Oh, how we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, what do I do? What do I tell him? How do I handle this? Yes, you need it. I need it. We all need it in our work life. Number four, the Holy Spirit anoints your ministry life. You see, God has given you ministry. God has given you giftings. And I mentioned that a few minutes ago about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And oftentimes, we don't realize the reason and the purpose why God has gifted us. For example, the person with the gift of exhortation. What does that mean? That means that person is gifted to do one-on-one ministry. Yeah, and sometimes we don't realize that. But when we are gifted by the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit flows in us and through us, then when we do minister to that individual one-on-one, we can make a positive, fantastic spiritual impact on that individual. How did that come about? Well, that's when the Holy Spirit takes over. He directs your gifting. And it doesn't matter what gift you are. If you have the gift of teaching, you can teach. But when you're anointed to teach by the Holy Spirit, wow, it goes to another level. It sure does. Many of you have the gift of administration. Others of you have the gift of prayer, intercessory prayer. Some of you have the gift to do missionary work or the gift of compassion, the gift of mercy. And need I go on? Here's another one, the gift of music. The Bible talks about that. See, some people can play a song, and it's okay to play a song, and let's just say if you play the guitar. But when you dedicate your musical talent to the Lord, then you begin to operate under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It makes a world of difference. Number five, the Holy Spirit anoints your spiritual life. In other words, everything you do in the spiritual realm, it's anointed. You're going to be uplifted when you read through Scripture, when you have your daily time with the Lord, when you just spend some quality time in whatever God has you to do. There's just a point of power when we allow the Holy Spirit to take over. Oftentimes, I ask the Holy Spirit for three things, and I'm just going to take a minute to share them with you. Number one, I say, Holy Spirit, would you fill me? Holy Spirit, would you fill me? We read this yesterday in Rising Higher, Ephesians 5:18. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why does it say that? Paul is correlating the influence that wine has on us. If you get drunk, you are under the influence. And he says, instead, be filled with the Spirit. And what is Paul saying? No, don't be under the influence of wine or alcohol. Be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. That's what he's saying right here. Why do we need to be filled? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'll give you two reasons. Well, I believe the Bible is very clear to say that you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number one, because you leak. I know. Okay, I'm being practical here. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit because we leak. We go through life, the challenges, and oh, people rub us the wrong way. People push our buttons, and yeah, we leak, and we need to be refilled. Secondly, why do we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Because God always has something more for you. Do you realize that? God always has something more for you. I love what Chris Hodges says, Pastor Chris from Church of the Highlands. He says, being filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't make me better than you. It makes me better than me. Let me say that again. Being filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't make me better than you. It makes me better than me. I love that. So three things I ask the Holy Spirit on a continual basis. Number one, Holy Spirit, fill me. Number two, Holy Spirit, speak. Holy Spirit, speak. And I say speak to me and speak through me. That's two ways the Holy Spirit speaks. To me and through me. I want my words to be led by the Holy Spirit. I don't want to say things that I would regret. I want to receive what the Holy Spirit speaks to me, and I want to use His words so that He can speak through me. Third thing I constantly ask the Holy Spirit, three things once again. Number one, Holy Spirit, would you fill me? Holy Spirit, would you speak? And number three, Holy Spirit, lead me. Lead me. Romans 8:14 says, but those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. You see, I do believe that we need direction in life. We don't know what's down the road, but the Spirit of God does. We don't know what's around the corner, but God does. And how does God communicate all that to us? It is through the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you to never, never back down from an opportunity to be filled with the Spirit of God. It can literally change your life. I close with this story that I kind of chuckle at, but it has a lot of sense to me. Danny Simpson, a 24-year-old, went to jail back in 1990 in Ottawa, Canada. Why did he go to jail? Because he robbed a bank. He robbed a bank and he walked out with $6,000 and he was sent to jail for 6 years. But here's the catch. See, the gun that Danny used in this robbing of the bank was a .45 caliber Colt semi-automatic, which turned out to be an antique made by the Ross Rifle Company in Quebec City back in 1918. You see, that pistol that he used was worth around $100,000. And he used that pistol to rob a bank and walk away with $6,000. He got caught. He got put into jail. But here's the catch. If he would have only known what was in his hands, he would have only known the value of that .45 caliber Colt semi-automatic gun, he would have had no need to rob a bank. No need at all. But you know what? He missed out on that because he didn't know what was in his hands. See, here's the point. So many of us don't realize what we have in our hands, at our fingertips. I'm talking now about the Holy Spirit. So many believers don't realize that the Holy Spirit is right by our side, at our fingertips, to call on, to lead us, to guide us, to anoint us, to be our helper, our counselor, our comforter. But so many Christians fail to tap in to the power of the Holy Spirit. My friend, I encourage you, be filled with the Spirit and utilize His anointing in every area of your life. Amen? Join us tomorrow as we continue this topic, Pentecost.